I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is.
Failure is part of the formula for success. So you learn, you make mistakes, you get better, you make more advanced mistakes, and then you get better.
You have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up.
As long as you get up, you win. The winning isn't getting up. So many people think they failed. They didn't fail.
They stopped.
You stopped.
The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory. That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Fail as much as humanly possible.
Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder.
Is there a value to going, if you're not getting past this today, this week, this month, this year, all of a sudden a decade goes by and you're still hung up and you can't get rid of that thing in your memory where it was, and it's got you paralyzed and you're a victim of it. Is there, and you're doing the therapy and you're doing the work and you're taking a prescription if that's what you're taking, is there a value in going, if it's holding you back from going where you want to go, maybe you should just deny the fucking thing ever fucking happened. Yeah. Kick it in the head. Kick it off the curb. I'm done with you. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of hanging out with you. I'm tired of that thing, whatever it is, holding me back from going where I want to go.
Thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side. It's like, you know, I don't know who said the saying, but like usually, you know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'ma keep grinding, I'ma keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.
This is what champions do. This is what people who win perpetually do. They don't give a fuck what's happening in the world. They don't let the distractions of the day pull them off course. Do those things make it harder for them to do it? Yes. But what does that mean? It means that we focus. It means we get more discipline. It means we prioritize, and it means we keep moving forward. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing.
You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a pussy to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I ain't got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What's the biggest challenge that most of these individuals have? What's the common challenge?
Believe. They don't believe, man, you know. It's all mental, and people don't get it. You know, everybody wants to say, okay, well, here go 10 steps to, okay, Lewis said do 8, E.T. said do 9, you know, this person says this is 12 steps, and everybody's trying to get the steps without the mentality. It's like, okay, maybe you don't need all 9, or maybe you don't need all 8, maybe you need 4, maybe you need 12, I don't know. But I think sometimes they see what we do and say, if I can duplicate that, just like exactly how he does in the book, exactly how, and it's like, yo, you have a story. You know, you have a unique experience. And so your 12 are shaped by not just your world, but how your world has shaped your thinking. And I think that's the part they're missing. It's like, guys.
Tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors. The strength and courage of a warrior. Stressing the importance of education, humility, and leadership. Why do those things matter? It matters to me because it changed the course of my life. It changed my family lives and everyone that's connected to me. I've endured some tough times in my life, but when you have strong men in your corner, they empower you with the strength and courage of a warrior.
Real quick, you are the executive director of your life, not this company. Matter of fact, the company won't even, they don't even want to bear that responsibility of you. They just created an opportunity for you that you, they want you to take advantage of. Number two, you are the captain of your ship. Stop giving your decisions over to other people. Make your own decisions, or if you let them make them for you, be involved in it because they're better decision makers. Does that make sense? So I like to get to the airport, you know, like 15 minutes before it's time to get on. I don't like to be sitting around. My wife likes to get there an hour and a half early. So I'm like, you know what? That's a better decision. We're going to go. I hate it, but we're going to get there early. Why? Because if something happens, we have time to make the adjustment. So I give her that decision. Does that make sense? So even though she's making a decision, I've made a decision that she's a better decision maker, and so she can make the decisions. Does that make sense? She graduated on time, high school, college. She had an 800 credit score, right? She had money in her savings account. I didn't. So she makes better decisions. So I've given up my decisions to somebody that makes better decisions. I'm not getting bullied.
Work comes before the belief. You have to say, I'm gonna do the work regardless of what it produces. I'm just gonna do the work. I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do the work today. And if it doesn't produce anything today, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do it again tomorrow. And what happens is over the course of time, you start to believe because you're seeing a little bit of result. You're seeing a little bit of win. You're seeing a little bit of progress happening, and you're starting to realize, oh shit, this is how the it works. Confidence, momentum, these are things we are in control of. These are not magical. They are not gifts from the universe. These are things that are within our control.
Unreal how much time you waste during the day. And most of it is on these fucking computers, phones, you know, Instagramming back and forth, whatever the fuck you call it shit nowadays, tweeting and texting and shit. We waste so much time on our little gadgets. It's unreal. And we talk about we have no time. If you really take, you have to take your day and write down this one day. Everything you do, write that down. And you're like, my God, I am wasting so much time on frivolous bullshit. It's not even funny. I mean, it will, if it doesn't infuriate you, it should. Because there's so much time. I can't get it in. Look at your schedule. You just wasted 7 hours a day on bullshit. I mean, and you don't have an hour a day to try to get something in for yourself. I guarantee everybody can find an hour. If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient. We, like, in a world where you can Google the best restaurants around me right now, no one is patient. And for you to lose weight, for you to stop drinking, for you, whatever the hell you're going through, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus. You're gonna hit so many fucking plateaus. If you don't know how to get around that plateau, it's not gonna happen fast. It is miserable. I mean, to get up every day or 5 days a week, whatever, when it's snowing, not comfortable, and to go in the gym and work out when you don't want to go to the gym, it is not fun.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself and your team and the people in your life. Lead them all to victory.
They say an alligator is so ferocious it'll kill a lion. But I can kill an alligator with my bare hands. Little old E.T., how? They say when you want to kill an alligator, you kill it right after it eats. Because right after it eats, it gets satisfied. And it goes to a state like it's almost paralyzed. Some of y'all in this room, are you paralyzed? You had a little success. You done what nobody else in your family has done, and now you chilling? Come on, you ain't hungry no more? Next 100, I need you to stay focused. Why? You should still be hungry. What have you eaten that's got you satisfied? What have you done? What have you accomplished that got you so full?
There's no perfect diet for everybody.
I agree.
Everyone's slightly different.
I agree.
And that's just, and I think you are what you eat to a degree, and it also depends the mental model you want to operate under. Some, if I wanted to operate under comfort, I certainly wouldn't eat the way I eat. I do it because I particularly want to operate under a degree of irritability and high energy and hunger. I like feeling hungry. I don't like feeling full. I like being hungry all the time.
Well, the secret to success, I would say, first of all, is passion and consistency. You have to love what you do. You have to get up every day. And I get here every day at 9:30 in the morning. When we sold in 2016, a lot of people in the company made a lot of money. And they all took off and they retired,
yeah.
Right? Other than the Fertittas, I made the most money. I'm still here. I get here at 9:30 every morning. Last night I left here at 8:30,
yeah.
You know? And I don't know how late I'm gonna be here tonight, but yeah. I love what I do. We get up every day and grind. I work just as hard now as I did back then. The difference between back then and now is I don't have to do a bunch of the shit that I don't really like to do, like budget meetings. I don't like budget meetings.
He said, if you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. And so I started working to develop myself. He said, I want you to practice every day being a disc jockey. I said, but I don't have any job now. He said, it doesn't matter. He said that it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself.
You get hungry by finding something that's you. I believe that all of us are born unique, but most of us die copies. You gotta find out what is it that turns you on, what resonates with you. You have to work on yourself. You have to have an unstoppable attitude, and no excuse is acceptable.
If you're a young person like I used to be, and you're at home watching and you're being called weird, or you're being called different, or whatever the hell you're being called, I'm here tonight to tell you, your critics do not count. Their words will fade. You won't. Stay foolish, stay hungry, dream, work hard, and who knows, maybe someday you'll find yourself standing on a stage, and maybe someday somebody will be giving you an award, calling you an innovator.
If you think this job is gonna suck, well, guess what? The job is actually gonna suck now. You're not gonna do it well, and you're not gonna get promoted, and you're not going to be given more responsibility. You're not going to be given any opportunities. So just be careful of that. I think that's a good lesson for everybody. This happens to us. You know, this is what happened when I got SEAL Team 1. Back in the day, I got SEAL Team 1. They're like, clean toilets. I'm like, cool. Let me rock and roll. I'm going to do this really well. Do you think I wanted to clean toilets? Of course not. But I was like, okay, that's what we're doing. Let's do this.
Beneath it were the words, stay hungry, stay foolish. It was their farewell message as they signed off. Stay hungry, stay foolish. And I have always wished that for myself. And now, as you graduate to begin anew, I wish that for you. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
I built Goggins from the ground up. I was born David Goggins. David Goggins wasn't good enough. He was a scared, bullied, abused kid who struggled in life. And that kid, whenever something got tough, no matter how hard I trained, no matter how ready I was, whenever something got tough for me, David Goggins, the real David Goggins, would come out and he would quit. So I realized this over a period of time. So I had to build Goggins. And in that process, I had to go back to that mental lab. And that mental lab is at scratch. That mental lab isn't that trained humility. And so that's where I get better. I get better when I'm digging holes in the ground, when I'm waking up early knowing I don't have to do these things. That's where I get better. It's important to stay hungry, but it's important more to stay humble within that hunger. So while you're hungry, a lot of people are hungry, but humility is everything.
In my old job, sometimes we would be facing really miserable
situations, things that we were going to have to do. Maybe we had to go on a dive, a long dive, and the water was freezing cold, or we had to go on a long patrol through really steep terrain, and it was hot. Or maybe we had to get our boats through the surf zone when there was giant waves. And invariably in those situations, someone in the platoon would say in a low voice, "Well, this is gonna suck." And then you know what we do? We do it anyways. That's right. Sometimes things are gonna suck. And you know what you do? You do them anyways.
Why not? I don't like being comfortable. Once you get used to it, it's hard to give up. I'd rather stay hungry.
Don't be afraid to walk into the unfamiliar. Don't be afraid to do what's deep inside of you to do. Only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible. I see what's not there. I have visions. My visions are bold and unapologetic. And if you don't get it when I show it to you, if you don't get it when I explain it, if you don't get it when I verbalize it and I go into detail, guess what? It's your loss.
When you quit, your mind does this, because you're out. Once you say, "I'm not going to quit," this is the 40%. When you quit, your mind says, "We're done." So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say, "Fuck you, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere." What happens to your mind is it does this. It says, "Fuck, he's not leaving. So we gotta expand, we gotta grow, we gotta figure this fucking thing out." So then these compartments in your brain start to have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. But you can't engage it by sitting back in these nice chairs, drinking this nice water, talking to you, talking about what I want to do. That's where the 40% thing comes in. It comes in when you're in suffer mode and you say, "I'm not going to quit."
All of us, nobody's perfect. We failed too many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable, when we are down, to stand up. It's part of the journey, it's part of the process, it's part of our education. In my case, I learn the most when I'm down. And it's good that these certain moments happen, because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. I'm always say to my friends, it's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. When you sit down and you're not smart and you have a disability,
yeah,
and you still want to be in the top of your class, I didn't want to just get by. When I realized that I can learn through hard work and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you, and I am dumb, but I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
Yeah.
Was at a kitchen table with 20 spiral notebooks that were empty. And then 3 months later, they were full. And when you can go through that, I still have them in my storage unit. You go through these spiral notebooks of your life and you realize, this is how I learned. This is unbelievable. There's no miles. It's not about the miles. It's that. Having a discipline every day to say, for me to learn this one math problem, it's going to take me 10 hours.
Wow.
And that's where it, and you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
Yeah.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, "I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me." Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago when you got raped. You should have quit 10 years ago when he walked out on you. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was going to quit Satan, you should have got me a 17, homie. You should have broke me when I was eating out of trash can. It's too late now. I'm in the Ritz-Carlton. It's too late now. I'm flying first class now. It's too late. It's too late. I got people's lives that I change. It's too late. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now.
The first thing I want you to take away from today is this. You will have good days and you'll have bad days. But you will always learn something more or something new, and you will learn more overall on bad days than good days. You will learn more about yourself, you'll learn more about relationships, you'll learn about life and principles, and it'll build your character. I stand before you without arms or legs, but a very strong man because of the bad days in my life. You know how it is. If you didn't go what you've gone through, you wouldn't be who you are today.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you. If you're in school and you're going to class, I'm not asking you to get straight A's. I'm asking you to get the best grade that you can possibly get. Give me 100% all the time, and I'm a happy mother. When you half-ass me, I'm on your ass. Mom, I want to do this. I want to play baseball. Well, then you're going to play. Mom, I don't like that no more. Then why'd you start the season? Because I thought I wanted to do it. Then you're going to finish the season. You don't quit. There's other people that invested time and energy into you. You don't just quit on people. But I don't want to do it. Finish the season. Mom, I want to swim. Then you're going to finish swimming. Didn't matter what I did. I was never allowed to quit. So now in anything I do, when I pick it up and say I'm going to start it, I got to finish it.
And second, and most importantly, dopamine has an amazing ability to buffer adrenaline and buffer epinephrine. And what I mean by that is, there was a study that was published in the journal Cell, excellent journal, Cell Press journal, a couple years ago, showing that with repeated bouts of effort, we use and we release more and more epinephrine. It's a kind of adrenaline, but in the brain.
With more effort, we're
every time,
this.
Every time you put in effort. So every time you make, for this, let's keep it, if I were to keep it in the business context, every time you make, write that email, every time you, let's see, it's a person who's a craftsman or a craftswoman, every time you're working in the shop and doing that, every bit of effort, you're taking a little bit of money out of this epinephrine account. You're spending epinephrine. At some point, those levels of epinephrine get high enough that you feel like quitting. It feels exhausting. And this was done in a beautiful study, actually, where they control the visual environments and they have the subjects exert effort. And they can control the visual environment, so sometimes the effort of taking steps and moving forward, this is actually kind of pushing forward and kind of swimming motion, would give them the sensation that they were actually making progress.
If you can survive the temporary pain in your life, and all pain is temporary. I watched my father pass away last year. He was in tremendous pain. Even our bodies are temporary. Only our souls are permanent. Mm-hmm. If you can survive the temporary, on the other side of temporary pain, you meet another version of yourself, another insight about yourself. And that's why it's so important to grow as a person, because the more we grow and become a new person, we can help those that used to be like us. And that's why you and I are so addicted to growing and learning, and we're curious, because if you used to be a broken person and you no longer are quite as broken, you can help broken people. If you used to be broke financially and you no longer are, you can help people. Whatever you do for a living, at one time you didn't know about it and now you do. You can help those who need to know about it. And so you're immensely qualified if you understand the power of doing one more.
So if you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
Cut out the distractions. It's not about focus. Same thing, like it's not about motivation, it's about discipline. You know, it's not about these fancy, glamorous things. So cut out all the noise, and I think for once you'll actually enjoy working.
hard work. Mm-hmm. Nothing is accomplished without hard work. You know, and I know some people think, oh, this guy got to hand it to him. No, if you're going to be great, and if you are great, even if you're good, you got to work hard at it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're bad, you actually got to work hard at being bad, too. Yeah. Like, it's
so for me, my main message to my son is about the work you put in. Mm-hmm. It's about hard work.
Okay.
Consistency.
Yeah.
To be great, you got to be consistent. You got to do it every day. You know, when you think about the greatest players, or player, depending on what you mm-hmm. want to talk about, to ever play the game, it's the consistency in that player. Yeah. LeBron James is one of the greatest because he hasn't missed a lot of games.
Right.
He's been consistent. So for me, that's the thing I strive for, is to be consistent and understanding that we are imperfect human beings. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to lack in certain areas. But I try to be a consistent presence, a consistent voice, you know, a consistent person,
yeah.
You know? And so I feel like if you can focus in on the consistency of life, you know, that's the thing that will get you to greatness. Now, at different times, you may get there.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. So for me, I must cap myself so I can come back with better, more unique knowledge versus all that cookie cutter knowledge that's out there. That's why people buy the books I have, because it's not cookie cutter. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no I'm going to get into school to be this or that, and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need.
But if you come here, don't complain. Mm. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Mm. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. Mm. They walk out inside the cage, they fight, and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
This is not your business. Mm. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
It takes hard work, years of hard work. It's not good information. In fact, it's a lie. Stop and think of some of the people you know that have been working real hard for a long time, and they're not winning at all. They're broke. They're renting a place to live. They don't own their own home. They're probably driving a used car. Now, so if they say that dog won't hunt. The idea of working hard is silly. It's silly. Listen, I want you to think of what this book is. This is Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. He writes in here, there are 30 major causes of failure. There's 13 principles of success. Now listen to this. He said, if you are one of those people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought, because it is not true. Riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. I've trained 99% of my life alone.
No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want. For example, you arrive home, you had a lunch, you do it a quick nap, and you wake up, you play with your kids, and I have to go to the gym at least 30, 40 minutes, but this will make the difference in the end of the day, you understand? If you not do it that work, you miss one. The next day, it's two sessions that you lost. And I know in the end of the day, in the end, they're gonna make a huge difference.
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no base. This ain't no, I wanna go party. You've given up that right when you had kids. Hey, party's over with, out of time. Not time to be partying no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work. Now build a legacy. I put you to work for this legacy. You work for your family. You don't got no options. You don't work nowhere else. You don't work for nobody else. You work for your family. You work for your kids.
I want to let you all know that how important your today is, your now is. Study hard, work hard, play harder. Don't be bound by rules. Don't hurt anybody. Never grow up and never ever live somebody else's dream. Remember, however many times you go wrong, no matter how many times you fail, despair, feel like this world is against you, in the words of Bob Marley, at the end, everything's gonna be all right.
If you think that you're gonna go and accomplish something really special and be the best in anything in the world, and you think you can do it without working, you make a big mistake. Because no matter what I did, if it was in bodybuilding or in acting or if it is in the political arena, it always took a lot of work. And you got to put out, and you got to, you know, sometimes make a lot of sacrifices. Notice, if you're not willing to work hard, forget about it. So this is another rule that is very important. I think another one is just don't be afraid to fail. Because if you're afraid to fail, then you're always holding yourself back because you're afraid that if you go all out, you may fail. Well, in weightlifting, we learned that very quickly. The only way you could break a record is if you're willing to fail. That's when you put on more weight, you try it. Sometimes you maybe don't, you will not be able to lift it, which has happened to me many times. But eventually, when you train hard enough, you will lift it. So don't be afraid to fail. I mean, how far can you fall? Here's the ground. That's as far as you can fall. So you get, you know, winners always get up, dust themselves off, and move on. So those are the kind of the basic rules. And another very important thing that I always tell people is don't listen to the naysayers. Because there's always people out there that will tell you that you will not be able to do that, forget it, it's a stupid dream that you have, or a crazy vision, and those. Don't listen to the naysayers.
The training was challenging, which was awesome. So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start with my cardio, then I'd have breakfast, and then I would go to the gym, and then I'd go to work. So it was a very long process. I work out twice before everyone wakes up. I always tell people, yes, I get up at crazy hours, whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way, when we were talking in London, I was getting up at 3 because I had to be on set by 4. I'm sorry, by 7. So whatever time my call time is, and I tell this to studios and directors and our producers, whatever time my call time. So my call time is at 7, then you back your clock up 4 hours, and then that's when I get up and train twice. I'll get my cardio in and breakfast, and then I'll go hit the weights. Clanging and banging, we call it.
Don't ever ask for permission to follow your dreams and follow them no matter fucking what. You know what I mean? It's important. We have one life here. one life. Everybody has this one life, and you are the author of your story. Some people would rather kill your dream than see you succeed. I don't know what that is, you know? I think it's important to be stubborn and to follow your dreams no matter what. More than anybody else, you are much more responsible for your dreams coming true or not than anyone else you'll ever come into contact with. So dream big and work hard and make it happen no matter what.
If you're starting a company, you need to work super hard. So what does super hard mean? Well, when my brother and I were starting our first company, instead of getting an apartment, we just rented a small office and we slept on the couch. And we showered at the YMCA, and we're so hot up, we had just one computer. So the website was up during the day, and I was coding at night. 7 days a week, all the time. And I briefly had a girlfriend in that period, and in order to be with me, she had to sleep in the office. So work hard, like, every waking hour.
That the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're going to have to put in. And for those of you who raise your hand and put up 70%, you'll never see it. You'll never see it. For those of you who are 70%, 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle. That's just enough for that other person to outdo you. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be the president. You're not the only one that wants to be the CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You've gotta execute, and you've gotta go from 70 to 120. No excuses, guys. I wish you could pay me $1,000 today. I could tell you 70% is enough. I wish you could pay me $1,500. I wish you could pay me $1,500. And I could say to you, 80% is gonna get it. Give me a $1,500. I guarantee you that I magic wand you, and 80% will be equivalent to 100% for you. Poof.
And then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week.
Gosh.
And then
a lot of work.
That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
Only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. Right? I will run.
You would not be outworked.
I will not outworked.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, you might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me, you might be sexier than me, you might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. There's 2 things. You're getting off first,
yeah,
or I'm gonna die. It's really that simple, right? So let's go back to the question about what if people block me out. It's gonna be 2 options.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get back in, or I'm gonna be dead.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you're not going to outwork me. It's such a simple, basic concept. It's the guy who is willing to hustle the most is gonna be the guy that just gets that loose ball.
Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. No one can motivate me. I have a resume full of fucking motivation.
There's times where you're gonna have to do it alone. There's not gonna be any team support. There's not gonna be any family support. There's not gonna be any friend support. There's gonna be times where you've got to go and do it yourself, and you gotta do it alone. And those are the times that make a difference. Those are the times that count. Those are the times where you have to dig deep yourself to get the job done. And if you can make that happen, you will win.